Debbie Frost, who was also of God's Hill, wanted to ask, in the event of a hung parliament, who can you see your party collaborating with?
OK, so in the event of a hung parliament, who can you see your party collaborating with? First to answer this time, for the Liberal Democrats, David Goodall.
I like it when I get an easy question to answer first up.
Your minute has started.
Yeah, my minute has started. I'm just waiting for some quiet. Right. What we've said is that we will talk to the party that has the largest number of seats in Parliament first. That's the democratic thing to do. It's the people in the country that choose who the various partners were last time round, and it'll be the people that choose this time round as well. Last time round, there were only two options for two parties to form a government. One, of course, was the one that turned out, was Lib Dem Tory, and the other one was Labour Conservative, and for some reason they didn't want to talk to each other. So our policy is to talk to the party that has the first large number of votes first and see whether we can form a government, and if that doesn't work, we talk to the second one.
OK, thank you very much. David Goodall for the Liberal Democrats. Next to answer, Vic Slouthy for Greens.
The Green Party stance on what would happen after next week is to enter in a confidence and supply arrangement. That is, not entering into a coalition, a formal coalition, as we saw with the Liberal Democrats, because unfortunately, when you enter into a coalition based on power, you end up betraying a lot of those things you were voted in, represented for from your manifesto. So the Green Party MPs in Parliament would side with the side who agrees with what they were voted in to do with their manifesto. The Lib Dem betrayal, based on power, saw us with tuition fees rising up to £9,000 and a bedroom tax that they later said they didn't agree with. We need to stop and actually just think about evidence-based politics and manifestos and joining in and voting for things that you were initially elected to be.
Vic Slouthy for the Green Party. Thank you very much indeed. Next to answer is Stuart Blackmore for Labour.
Well, I firmly believe that there will be a left-of-centre coalition when Labour wins the election, whether it's an outright wing and a minority government or whether it's with the support of other parties. There'll be no confidence supply. There'll be no behind-the-scenes doors. Don't forget the Tories used to be called the SNP. That was a Freudian slip, wasn't it? The SNP used to be called the Tartan Tories. We remember that it was the SNP that brought down the Labour government. So what will happen this time? We'll put forward our Queen's speech and then we'll dare Nicola Sturgeon to bring down a Labour government.
That was Stuart Blackmore for Labour. Thank you very much indeed. Andrew Turner for the Conservatives.
Well, the Labour Party has come up with much the same conclusion. If we can't win, then we will enter a minority government.
OK, short and sweet. Thank you very much indeed. For UKIP, Ian McKee.
The likelihood is that I will...
Ladies and gentlemen,
can order we just... In the audience, please.
Thank you very much. We need to let each of the candidates have their minute. Ian McKee, I'll start your time again.
The likelihood is that I would vote along broad Conservative lines and I would support a minority Conservative government. But let's face it, they do need all the support they can get.
That was Ian McKee for UKIP. Ian Stevens, Independent.
Thank you. And my response is going to be virtually the same as Vic's response. But once again, as I've already undertaken, it will be for the benefit of this island. And as I say, that's the main thing in the sub-region that's just beyond us. We need to make sure that we drive things forward here. So it would be... confidence and supply, but mainly it wouldn't matter as long as we're true to what I've already put in the manifesto and what the people of this island tell me that they want. So that's it. I will go where we need to go to get the best for this island and indeed for the community of this country as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. That was Ian Stevens and Independence.
Thank you. As I say, in the absence of the questioners, can I just ask for a hand or two who may want to make a point in this? Anybody want to make a point about the collaboration? Yes, the gentleman in the red hat there.
I'd like to ask the UKIP member, whose boss has recently announced a $2 billion assistance to the National Health Service, exactly what he would be spending that $2 billion on, because about 2 years ago, one of your members clearly stated that you and your policy towards the National Health Service was total and complete privatisation. And as you are mostly ex-right-wing Tories, is that fair to accept?
OK, ladies and gentlemen, just in the interests of fairness and regulations as well, we need to get everybody to have the opportunity to comment on this. But Ian McKee, if you want to come on and answer that first from UKIP.
We are not going to privatise the NHS.
Does anyone else want to jump in?
That's a very definitive answer. Anybody else want to comment on that?
A particular subject, I'm just interested in what Ian said earlier about the 200 candidates. He seems to think that because he's part of 200 now, that there are some being in Parliament. In the very, very unlikely event that any more of them were elected to Parliament, would have just the same sort of influence. So it would be just you, Ian, as an independent. The way... Yeah.
Stuart, we're
don't get too excited. It ain't going to happen.
Stuart Blackmore for Labour. We're now... The gentleman here has asked a question. Vic Slouthian, did you want to answer this gentleman's
about
question?
About the NHS, about privatisation of the NHS. Like Mr McKee said, and the Conservatives also say, we're not going to privatise the NHS. And what they're meaning is, we're going to have it free at the point of delivery. But the NHS has been privatised. It's a brand. It's a logo in front of a number of private companies. Companies like Circle at Hinchinbrook Hospital are pulled out of A&E because it couldn't pay. Companies like Richard Branson's Virgin are tendering for a £1.5 billion contract to an end-of-life cancer care in Staffordshire. There is privatisation in our NHS. They just don't want to say it is because it would be a vote loser.
Thank you. I'll just let Ian Stevens come back briefly just to respond to Stuart's point.
Thank you. Stuart, you might stand up here and demand the silence of the multitudes here, but what you've got to realise is that it's not your wit and wisdom that is going to formulate the next government, and you've got about as much chance as that on the Isle of Wight as well. So we'll leave it at that. What I will say is that I don't mind who says they're going to put... I don't mind who says £2 billion into the NHS. Let's have £2 billion of real money into the NHS. That's what we need, and not robbing Peter to pay Paul, as I said earlier. £1 billion new money, supposedly, into the NHS, taken from £1.2 billion in social care at the other end. That's wrong.
David, good old Lib Dems, briefly.
The problem is that the NHS doesn't need £2 billion extra. It needs £8 billion extra. And that's what's according to NHS England. That's what they say they need. And that's only if they can actually make the £22 billion in savings they believe they can make in the next 5 years. Because they actually said they need £30 billion extra to pay for the extra costs in the next 5 years. So £2 billion is not going to cut it. And neither's £2.5 billion from Labour.
Thank you, David. Okay, we want to move on through these questions now. So we've got plenty more to get through. So we'd like to move on to the next one.